Evan McGuire with the Board B Equality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The quality mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board B Equality standards, verified at every stage.
Nevin, is it yourself?
Good morning, my friend. How are you?
I'll never pass you by. How are you, my friend?
I'm great. And yourself?
I'm very good, sir. What have you got for me today?
So we have two kind of very delicious recipes, but I have to say that I've really done it. Jewelled couscous salad with jewelled sweet onions and cherry tomatoes.
It's what so does nice. Jewelled mean?
Jewelled, just with all the lovely kind of dried fruits, which I'm going to go through.
Very nice. All right.
And then we have an aromatic chicken salad with a satay dressing.
Oh, satay is gorgeous.
This is good.
Where are we starting? Start with the jewels. Work our way down.
So couscous can be one of these things that's kind of very bland.
Yeah.
This is kind of a dish on its own. If you're having maybe guests around, you're having a barbecue, it can be made ahead. So we need to get lots of flavour in there.
Yeah, yeah.
So you can get, this is just your regular couscous. You can get a larger couscous, okay, which is, I think it's called Israel couscous, which is nearly twice the size.
Okay.
And you need to boil it in boiling water, whereas this, you're pouring boiling water onto it. Normally with couscous, I was taught a very good tip from a chef, is that if you get some couscous and you toast it in the pan or in the oven for about maybe 10 minutes, so just you release and you get that lovely kind of toasted flavour, it definitely helps it. So dry pan, no oil, just keep moving it on a low heat and in the oven, maybe about 150, 160, just to toast it off. So into that, Marty, we're going to make up our lovely little kind of, dressing. Boiling water, some spring onions, a little bit of honey for sweetness and mild curry powder. So I'm using the nice Simply Better curry powder and it's made from Oko. They're all organic spices.
Made from what?
Made from Oko, the company, sorry. Oko, sorry. No apologies, they're based on that loan and they're excellent, so they are. Really clean. So you asked, how do you get the jewelled into it?
Yeah.
Golden raisins and dried cranberries. They're gorgeous.
Oh, cranberries.
Dried cranberries are gorgeous. Yeah. Not fresh, dried. Really gorgeous. Lovely acidity. Chickpeas, a can of chickpeas, rinsed and just drained. Okay, that's all we've done. Some blanched almonds, pistachio nuts. You can use one or the other. I would probably go with the almonds ahead of the pistachio nuts.
Flavour.
Okay, yeah, I think so. And do you notice in the recipe it says toasted? So when you toast the nuts, oh my God.
Yeah.
The flavour's fantastic. Yeah. So you can break them up, you can leave them whole. It doesn't really make a bit of difference. Lots of lovely fresh herbs. Dill I'm using, or a little bit of bronze fennel. Fresh basil, that's in it too.
Okay.
Fresh basil parsley would work gorgeous because not everyone likes dill or fennel. They're quite strong. So just
I like dill.
Dill's a nice flavour.
Yeah, I was saying to you, dill potatoes. I thought it was really lovely with salmon.
Yeah, good.
The Russian
very
thing.
Posh.
I had it once, I never forgot it. But it's lovely.
But I love that.
It's lovely.
You had it once,
yeah,
you never forgot it. So it must have been good.
Yeah, really, really nice flavour.
Mark, a little bit of garlic crushed, and then lemon juice is a must. And I would actually grate the zest of the lemon in with the water when you pour it over.
So
the
so it's full of it.
Exactly.
Then. Yeah, exactly. Nice one, I do.
Then at the very end, some cherry tomatoes. Mix that all through. So the key into this is to pour the boiling water over your couscous, cover it in cling film in a bowl, and just let it sit for about 15-20 minutes.
Okay.
Then when it's puffed up, you'll see it'll absorb the water. You fluff it up with a fork, stir in all those ingredients that have gone through the chickpeas, that lovely golden raisins and dried cranberries, all those lovely herbs, lemon juice, and then your tomatoes. And that's it done. Salt, pepper, it's done. There's nothing, you know, you could put in some grilled vegetables, you could put in, if you've leftover chicken, you're a fan of salmon, if you have any kind of cooked salmon, you could mix this up.
Yeah,
it's a lovely little recipe.
I
think it works really well, pardon me, with some leftover chicken too. It's really
very nice.
Yeah,
okay, so that's a jewelled couscous salad. Sweet onions and cherry tomatoes. And did you mention chicken?
Yeah, and lovely on it. Well, you could, I'm going to do chicken now.
Yes.
It's an aromatic chicken salad. So this is a great way if you've leftover roast chicken or you want to get a roast chicken during the summer. What we try and do, you know, on your show, we try and keep simple recipes that are a bit lighter.
Yes,
there's not a huge amount of cooking.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah,
and that's important.
And so, this is chicken that you would have left over after a Sunday roast meal.
Or go to a supermarket or your local butcher and get a nice roasted chicken.
Yeah.
Just save your time, just because everyone's kind of busy and they want to be out and about.
Surely, yes.
The dressing I'll talk about first and then I'll come back to the salad, that's okay.
Okay.
Can be made ahead. So peanut butter, boiling water, rapeseed oil, sriracha chili sauce, which is a really nice spicy chili sauce. There's a great company, we've mentioned it many times in your shows, Thai Gold, and they do a really nice one. Really lovely.
What's it called?
One. Sriracha. Thai
sriracha.
Gold. Yeah, sriracha. You can use sweet chili sauce, but
sriracha.
a bit more bite to it, Marty.
Okay.
Caster sugar, soya sauce, and a little bit of white wine vinegar and balsamic. Now, there's a lot of flavours there, but a lot of them you'd have already. You'd have your vinegar, you'd have your sugar, soya sauce. So mix that all together. And just keep that, you can have it warm, you know, just warm it up in the saucepan. Shred up your chicken. Remove, but I love the skin of chicken, do you?
Somebody robbed in my house before I get to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, there's two other mouths in the house that take it on me.
I love it. Oh, I love
somebody
it.
Gone. Never
if
get
you
to
get
it.
The roast chicken and the crispy skin.
I can see them taking it when I come into the kitchen. There's two culprits in my house. They're entitled.
You say, I love hearing one thing when you're in the kitchen, Marty. I'm very impressed.
But I'm supervising.
I know that. I love that. Well, you need a good supervisor. So, Marty, for our salad, baby gem, which is a lovely crunchy salad, just open that out. Just take off the little leaves, a couple of carrots peeled and cut into little strips, and then a bit of cucumber and spring onion, and then you put your shredded chicken on that, your satay dressing, drizzle it over, and then all you do is just sprinkle it with a little bit of chopped coriander. You have a lot of different flavours and textures. That satay sauce is gorgeous on its own, with monkfish, with prawns.
The satay is just gorgeous, isn't it?
That is lovely. I love the peanutty, I love the sweet and the sour. You could put the juice of a lime into that if you wanted for lovely freshness. It's so tasty.
Do you like peanut butter itself?
Yeah, I do. On its own, good question.
It's very popular.
Yeah, huge.
It's very popular in the States, I think.
People love it.
Yeah.
And you know, there's a couple of Irish companies now doing it. We met one at Bloom and Nutshed, and there's a couple of Irish companies now. Just look online, Irish peanut butter, and all of them are a little bit different, but they're all really delicious for the air. You know, really lovely ones.
Okay, well, now it's stewed couscous salad with sweet onions and cherry tomatoes, and this one is the aromatic chicken salad with satay dressing. Peanut butter. Elvis was a great man for the peanut butter. He used to make sandwiches middle of the night, Elvis.
I've never had a peanut butter sandwich.
I haven't either.
Good.
Will you go and get one?
We will.
Ian, can we have any peanut butter on you? Yes. He always carries.
I have the bread in the middle of the car.
He carries a tub with him.
He's brilliant.
Constant tub of peanut butter. Can we play a bit of Elvis?
We will.
Have your favourite?
The King. No, you surprise me.
Okay, I'm surprised myself. Here's Elvis.
Nevin Maguire with the Board Be a Quality Mark on Marty in the Morning. The Quality Mark means your food has been produced to the highest Board Be a Quality standards, verified at every stage.